car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Arthur Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And, Chris, if you wanted to take over a nation, how would you go about doing it? Well, one of the most important things you'd have to do would be to control the media. And, of course, to do that, why, you certainly devise a system by which you can create the money. And with that money that you've created out of nothing, and you get people convinced that, oh, it's as good as gold, it's backed by gold, and then, of course, eventually, very subtly, you take away the gold backing, and now you can create the medium of exchange at your own whim, and then you buy up the media, and you buy up the various parts of our society. But one of the most important things you do is you control education. And you teach the young people, America is a democracy. Everybody knows America is a democracy. Anybody who challenges the fact that America is a democracy or doesn't support democracy is un-American. Whereas, of course, those who do support democracy are un-American, because America is not a democracy. It is a republic. And you can read the Constitution of every one of our 50 states. United States, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, and you'll never see the use of the word democracy other than to decry it. And yet every student comes out of school today believing America is a democracy and never having been taught what Plato wrote in the Republic, and that is democracies always degenerate into despotism, which is exactly what's going on in America today. There's been an intentional effort to dumb down our students, not only on politics, but on everything, to destroy their faith in Christianity, because, of course, oh, unless you have a sound religious foundation, you can't have liberty, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And you take away that spirit, you take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality out of our schools, and then, of course, very soon, liberty is gone. And nobody can claim it because nobody even understands it. And liberty is we're entitled to government providing everything as long as we write for the right, vote for the right politician. Well, there's one person who worked in the Department of Education for many years, in the Reagan Department of Education, held a very responsible position there. Her name was Charlotte Isbay. And she realized there was a plan to deliberately dumb down our students. That was part of the Reagan administration plan. And, of course, she tried to get the information out, and she was rewarded by being fired. But eventually she wrote a book, a very large book, called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She shortened that book, and actually originally it was sort of in a loose-leaf syllabus form, and now it's in a book form, a great book, a book which every American should have, and read and reread the deliberate dumbing down of America. And with us this morning is none other than our good friend Charlotte Isabey. Good morning, Charlotte.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Stan. I'm glad that I didn't get the phone number wrong this morning. It's beautiful here on the river and beautiful where you are, and everything is beautiful that God made. And everything that man is making is just as ugly as sin. And it is, right, huh? And, I have a new little book. It's not really new. It's an updated, abridged version of the four-pounder, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, which is now out of print. And I'm sure your listeners have seen the ridiculous prices that are being asked by used book dealers on the Internet for that book. And I don't even dare. I have a few left. You know, I don't dare sell them for a price like that. Anyway, what we did was the editor, the publisher, and myself, I have to give them equal credit in this venture, to the first venture and the second one, putting this book together originally and now. We decided to do an abridged, updated version. We had a lot of requests from people through the years, and especially since now it's out of print, for a smaller version that would be easier to take to board meetings and legislatures, if all of you still do those wonderful things that you should do in a republic, not a democracy. And so we took out none of the chronological entries, which are so important. We did take out the appendices, the glossary, the index, and a few other things, which are all very important. They really could be in a book on their own, but we felt comfortable doing that since the original Big Baby, the four-pounder, is free at my website on the Internet at deliberatedumbingdown.com as a free download. And so anybody who wants to go back and take a look at the appendices, which have some remarkable documents in them, and the glossary, et cetera, can easily access what has been taken out. And where we've taken things out, we make three dark, black, bold little D's. So you know something's been taken out there, and you can go and look for it and access it free. So I wanted to say that. I think the book is very pretty. My family, they look at, I'm always reading it now, and they said, you know, Mom, what's wrong with you? Are you getting senile or something? I mean, what are you doing always reading your book? And, I say, well, it's been 10 years and a lot has happened, and we do have a marvelous update from 1999 up to 2012, and the update is very, very important for people who are wondering if anything new happened. But I also, it's such a great book that to sit down myself, you know, I'm reading it, it has most all the entries, the chronological entries are there, and it's so fascinating. I don't know, why am I saying this? I put it together with the girls, huh? But it's fascinating to find out exactly what happened and who was behind what happened, taking our Republican form of government away from us, taking our Christian religion away from us, imposing a totally alien philosophy on our children secretly in the schools, using what I call, you know, the devil's seven-prong fork, which is now eight prongs, I think. You can find that article on the Internet. Just write it in, Isabey, the devil's seven-prong fork, how they did it, right? Gradualism, semantic deception, the dialectic, the media, the Federal Reserve, brainwashing in the schools, you name it. How they did it. Did it?
Well, Charlotte, we're going to a break.
We're looking at today.
Our guest is Charlotte Isabey. We'll be back in a moment. If you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. the people of the United States. In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Yeah, look, and here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning is Charlotte is great. Her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And they've done that intentionally. They knew what they were doing, because the one thing they fear is an informed American electorate. And they've basically used our public educational system to indoctrinate our youth in globalism, starting teaching that homosexuality is perfectly normal in kindergarten, destroying the moral fabric of our society so that today, certainly half the black children are born out of wedlock. And of course, 75% of black children are raised in families with no father that don't stand a possible chance. And basically, the educational system has been used to dumb down our students, students throughout the rest of the world. The majority are trained in science and engineering. And here our children are to get a degree in psychology. And what do you do with the psychology? Why, you can work at as a guard at one of the local factories, or you can work as a parking store attendant, a parking lot attendant. I mean, what do you do with so many of the degrees we're turning out? And everybody's got to go to college and get the degree in sociology. And this is not how you improve a nation, a society. They've deliberately dumbed down our students. Sean, did you pick up the story?
Yes, Dr. Stan. You know, for people who are new listening, we have complete proof of the dumbing down. I mean, if parents don't see it with their own children, I think they must. And the changing in the children's values certainly didn't come from the home. The amount of money we pour in, billions of dollars, and every time they do a new reform, we put in more billions, and we end up with lower test scores. If people really do not see that, at least there was an extremely important video that was on YouTube, I think, about 2 weeks ago, and I think it was called The American Dream, and you could Google that, and it was a professor, college professor in a university down south who gave an exercise to, well, not an exercise, asked the students what they felt, sophomores in college, the government was there for, you know, to do for them, et cetera. And 80% of them, I mean, this is, and I'm going to explain this to you because I saw this directly in as a school board member in the 70s, what they were doing. It relates to this. The 80% of those students in his class, sophomore class, said the government should be responsible for them getting a job, a house, a vacation, and health care. 80%. One of the students made an interesting comment, you know, saying that, you know, since they really weren't human beings, sort of, they weren't responsible for their own behavior, words to that effect, and that they needed the government, you know, to make sure that their behavior was sort of monitored, you know, to take care of the problems associated with them doing the wrong things, huh? Anyway, to me, what could be more proof? I mean, they will always adjust and manipulate the test score so that it will look a little bit better than it really is, although we do know that we're way down at the bottom with third world countries after spending hundreds of billions. I always say, look, you know, even if you don't like children, even if you don't care about your country, even if you don't believe in God, don't you care about your wallet? And, you know, I just, to me, there is such proof. I mean, you don't even have to get my book. Just go look at the video and know that something is seriously wrong. I hope you will get the book because it's nice to know who done it. Who done it? All these people that took your tax money and spent it to destroy any semblance of academics or understanding of the world around them or values. And putting them into what they're putting them into now is bookless schools using the computer. Thank you very much, Newt Gingrich, for your great support, getting rid of books in the schools and the computer and your love of the Tofflers and the third wave, which takes away our elected officials. Thank you, Newt Gingrich, for your tremendous role in beginning way back in the 80s in the destruction of American education. We have all
We do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I'm calling from Denver, and I had a question for Mrs. Iserby. I'm somewhat familiar with her research and certainly agree with it and see the facts in it. Has there ever been a key piece of legislation or one key singular action to get us under this current education agenda we're under? Has it always been a slow, continual, gradual process to get us here?
Well, I think that there have been several, but the major one was the Elementary and Secondary Education Act in 1965 under Lyndon Johnson. And that really was when the education changed from what your children, you know, students know in their heads, you know, a traditional academic education, to what you can do, performance-based. And that's results-based, outcomes-based, purpose-driven, Rick Warren, huh? Even the Christian community has fallen into this trap, huh? And that requires the use of B.F. Skinner and Pavlov, because that's performance, that's training, not educating. There's no learning going on. So that began in 1965. Now, obviously, there were teachers who never wanted to go this way. And it always takes a while. I mean, the change agents, they say themselves, the leading change agents, it takes 50 years to from the beginning of the design for change to the ultimate implementation. And actually, that's absolutely correct, isn't it? 50 years, hmm? And so that's what they've done. And the computer, of course, Skinner said it was his box, and it is. And it's very dangerous to teach children using that software. I'm not talking about tremendous benefits of the computer to do research, right? I do it myself. I'm talking about computer-assisted instruction. And it's very dangerous. And the educators themselves who have been involved in implementing it, if you go back a long time, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, they'll tell you, you know, that you have to have a conscience when you're developing that software because it's extremely powerful. And Dustin Houston, one of the leaders in the computer teaching, World Institute for Computer-Assisted Teaching, said about 15 years ago, he said, won't it be wonderful when the student in the most remote county or area can have the benefit of the knowledge and understanding of the world's 15 of the world's greatest psychologists.
Nobody can get between that
child and the curriculum.
Let's hold that thought. Let's see if our caller has another question. Do you have any other questions you wanted to ask, or should we let you go?
No, sir, that's all I had. Thank you for your time once again.
God bless, and that was, of course, the Lyndon Johnson's No Child Left Behind Act back in the mid-1960s. And believe me, they knew exactly what they were doing. Okay.
Well, really, Dr. Stan, I don't know if we've got the break coming up right now, but, you know, with the order at Yale that I know a lot about, I checked recently, I recently found this out, that Harold Howe, who was Commissioner of Education back then in 1965. He was called the Czar. It was under integration. And I'm not saying I didn't support integration, but they used integration to turn the system on its head. And I found that out, and I went and looked in one of the little black books to see if possibly he was a member of the order at Yale.
You're talking
yes,
about
he was.
Skull and Bones, of course.
He was a member of the order at Yale, Harold Howe, who probably had more to do with the destruction. Your friend who called in said, what was the major time, what happened? 1965, Elementary and Secondary Education Act, Lyndon Johnson. That was it, and that was Harold Howe. And he basically admitted he was going to turn our whole society on its head through integration.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. What is the retail cost of your book of people who order?
It's $34.95.
How much is it?
I know you've got some there, so I hope people will go to you.
Yes, how much is that?
When they run out, it's at Amazon as well.
No, but how much is it retail? How much are you?
Including the shipping. If someone calls me, they have to pay $34.95.
Okay, fine. So that includes shipping. Yeah. Okay, we'll go ahead, and because we do have them in stock.
That's good. And if they run out, Amazon does have them too. But I want people to go to you, of course.
Sure. Okay,
and,
fine. So we can call our exchange and let them know what it'll cost. Okay, fine. Well, I think it's important people get the book. It's called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And Charlotte was on the front lines of this. She was actually working as a very high official in the Department of Education. During the Reagan administration, she saw how the Reagan administration was changing our laws to destroy the minds and the education of our children. And, of course, what happened to when they found out that you were releasing some of that information?
Well, it's a great story. It really is. I found this grant, which went out to every state from the Association for Educational... It was going to the Association for Educational Computing and Technology, which is what we're looking at today. Don't forget books, folks. They're gone, huh? So I saw it, and I thought, what on earth? This is the Reagan administration. They're sending all this curriculum. It was called Project BEST, Better Education Skills Through Technology, which is what we're looking at today. So, and all the different curriculum, math, science, social studies, English, whatever, was going out to every state. And I went, oh, whoa, you know? And I said, okay. Also, I saw a paragraph in there that fascinated me because I've been a former school board member at the local level, and it said in there, what we can control and manipulate. Direct quote. And it listed the people on the task force, the content of the curriculum, the state leaders, everything. And I went, okay, I'm leaking this to human events, and I did. But before I leaked it, I got all the other incriminating documents out, and I tell you, a lot of them are in my book. And I wasn't about to get fired and not be able to go back and get my stuff. So I got everything out before I leaked it, and then I got fired. And I wasn't surprised. I mean, I really fired myself, you know. I knew I was going to get fired, but I had to do it. So that's my story. It was quite an exciting story.
Well, you see, the last thing, ladies and gentlemen, they want is for the public to know the truth about anything. That's why everything the government does is classified. And if you work for the government and you release classified information, they'll come after you with hammer and tongs and destroy you and fire you. And certainly if you're in one of the intelligence agencies and you release information about torture or about murders or about all the terrible things they do, I mean, they'll put you in prison for the rest of your life. And this is what we're up against. Why is everything, so secret? Because they don't want the American people to know the true purpose of our government is to destroy the freedom and impose a one-world government using the financial and military power of the United States to dominate the world and bring all nations and all people under the control of a small ruling elite. That's what it's really about. But the last thing they want is for people to learn that. And the last thing they want is for our young people to learn how to think. That is why they've deliberately dumbed our students down, why they've used a look-see type of reading rather than phonetics, which is why many students have difficulty spelling and grammatically and even in reading and attention, because they've changed the meaning, the method of reading from one that they know that has worked traditionally very well to one that they know alters the way your brain functions and works. And as a result, we've deliberately dumbed down students all across America. Our guest, Charlotte Isabey, her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, is available by calling 1-800-544-927. Give us a call, 877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we begin an in-depth look at Messiah Yeshua and the Seven Feasts of Redemption. Services begin at 1 p.m. sharp every Saturday, Shabbat, at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. For more information, call us at 303-522-3562 or 800-205-6245. Visit us at www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, and our guest this morning, Charlotte Isabey, her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And, of course, the book is available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We've carried the monster book, 4 pounds, but this is a much smaller book, and certainly that'll be available, and we do have a stock of them in. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you have a question for Charlotte, it's 877-254-7524, 1-877-254-7524. But, you know, it's criminal to intentionally destroy the educational system in the nation. But that's exactly what they've done. They don't want our kids to read or to think or to function effectively. They want them to be good little automatons who will go along with all the wars we plan and the utilization of America's great financial and military power to crush other nations throughout the world and bring them under our domination, or the domination of the little clique that controls both political parties and controls both a Barack Obama and Newt Gingrich and Mr. Romney and Rick Santorum. And we run certainly candidates on both political parties so we can throw the rascals out every 4 years, but nothing changes. Only one political candidate they don't control. That's, of course, Ron Paul. And what do they say? Well, they say very little to him. When we have a debate, he very seldom gets a chance to say anything, and they don't ask him significant questions, and they all say he can't be elected, can't be elected. He's unelectable. Why? Because the one thing they fear is if somebody might get into political office who they didn't control, and then they'd have to kill him. Okay, who do we have calling in?
Good morning. This is Sean in Colorado.
Fine. Do you have a question for Charlotte?
Well, I just kind of had a comment because I've followed Charlotte for a few years. I mean, I've been aware of her work, and I think we've kind of come to sort of the same conclusions independently. What I've noticed, this world is all about rewarding mediocrity and punishing excellence, and it's a way for a civilization to totally shoot itself in the foot. And if you want Planet of the Apes, well, you're going to get it.
All right, Charlotte, how would you respond to our caller?
Well, yeah, I would say the whole country, it's not just in the schools. They put the system in the beginning. It's the Soviet system of stimulus response, although Pavlov just, you know, studied under Wilhelm Wundt in Germany. But we have right in our community the community-oriented policing system now, where people who do good deeds, you know, the police will give them a medal in town. And the medal, you know, whether the deed is good or not, is determined by the police. We have completely moved into a society where people have become so conditioned to do what the government wants that they will never, and they get rewarded for it, that they will never do what's right, take a stand, because they'll be afraid of punishment. And I'm afraid we've arrived there, and I didn't know it would be this fast, but you're absolutely correct. And the other problem with this system of using Skinner and training, which is training, not education, is for the workforce training for the global economy. Our children are being trained as robots, right, to spin off profits for the global economy. And as C.S. Lewis pointed out very beautifully, he said when training beats education, civilization dies. And we are really putting in what Norman Dodd was told by Rowan Gaither of the Ford Foundation in 1953 during the hearings investigating the tax-exempt foundations. We are putting in, I hate to tell you folks, you hate to hear the word Soviet or communist, but we're putting that system in spades. Every single element of that system is going in, whether it has to do with getting rid of religion, whether it has to do with putting in school choice through charter schools, that's unelected boards, that's council system of government. Look it up in the dictionary, you'll see Soviet. We're putting every single thing in that the Communist Manifesto called for.
Okay,
and people are told communism is dead. It's not. Anyway, if you don't want to use that word, just tell, you know, your elected officials that we're not an ism form of government. You don't want fascism. You don't want communism. You don't want socialism. You don't want isms.
Okay, let's see.
And that's what we're putting in now.
Let's see if our caller has anything else to say. Did you have another comment, sir?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I just want to say there's some things that we can control in life and things we can't. And we got to know where that boundary is. And the rest of it, just pray and leave it up to God. So thank you very much.
Well, but we need to be involved, because if you're
not involved,
part of the problem, help us get the word out. Thank you so much. Again,
thanks,
our number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Our guest, Charlotte Isabey, her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Well, you know, if people may not understand. Again, I'm going to go back to Ronald Reagan signing the agreements with Gorbachev to merge the two education systems. And we tried to get that out, but it was all boycotted by the neoconservatives. But recently, under Spellings, you know, just in June 2006, I'm reading, you know, from, this is from Russia's own news agency. According to Russia's official news agency, ITAR, T-A-S-S, Russia's science and education minister, Andriy Forsenko, describes this declaration called the Moscow Declaration, adopted by G8 education ministers, as both a final, these are his own words, a final document of the conference and the document that will be implemented by education ministers of all the world countries and international organizations, including the World Bank, UNESCO, and UN. The U.S. Department of Education said the member delegates pledged to share best practices across borders. Best practices, that's Skinner. I know that. That's effective schools. To build education systems that can allow people to live and contribute to a global society. U.S. Secretary of Education under George Bush, Spellings, so it's not just Obama, folks, as much as I would like to see him go away. She remarked at the closing meeting session, I strongly support Russian Education and Science Minister Forsenko's call to jointly issue the Moscow Declaration of the G8 Education Ministers. And this declaration is more than just words on paper. They are words to live by and words to act on. Well, that agreement is nothing other than the Soviet polytech system. And no God, no nothing, no traditional academics, and the use of computers, absolutely, because the Carnegie Corporation, which has been basically responsible for most everything that's ever happened in education since 1934, signed the agreements with the Soviet Academy of Science in 1985 to develop curriculum in critical thinking for elementary school children.
Right back here with Eric.
Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg takes time to welcome our troops home from Iraq. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women of our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those who are still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg. The name to remember for all your farm machinery equipment needs. Their number is 732-4321. That's 732-4321.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Charlotte is a bay. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, give us a call right here at the American Freedom Network. And there is and has been for over 50 years organized effort to destroy our educational system and to turn out young people who don't understand what freedom is about. They don't understand our Constitution. They honestly believe America is a democracy. That is key to the deception going on today, because democracies always end up in despotism, and that's exactly what's going on today. As our government provides for us from the cradle to the grave, but if they provide for us, they've got to regulate us. If they're going to provide our health care, they've got to be able to kill off the elderly, because there isn't enough money, because we already have 50 million people on Medicare, another 79 million retiring, and there's no money to take care of them. So we just got to kill off the elderly. We have the death panels. And where's the outcry from the people? Oh, we want the government to provide for us. Ladies and gentlemen, any government that can provide for you will, and they will kill off large segments of the population. And they're in the process of doing it now, because they're poisoning our air, they're poisoning our food, they're poisoning our water. And if you haven't heard my talks on Nandir called it genocide and planned population reduction, you need to get it. And of course, my latest talk on the covert agenda, of course, it's available on tape. Hopefully one of these days we'll soon have it available on video, but right now you can get it on audio tape, explaining exactly how they're poisoning your children today. Charlotte, go right ahead.
Doug said, I hope you can hear me better than I can hear you.
Okay, you're coming through loud and clear.
Okay, because I have a hard time hearing you. I know that there are a lot of homeschoolers there, and, you know, that guy who called in before, I understand his desperation in a way, not wanting to deal with these things, but you have to, as you said. You have to deal with them, and it's not pretty right now, and we don't have a candidate for the Republican Party, certainly doesn't have one for presidency except for Ron Paul. But I'd like to refer back to the fact that I was talking about putting the Soviet system in. Remember their elections? All their candidates had the same agenda, right? Well,
right.
Look what we've got right now. With the exception of one candidate, they really all have the same agenda, if they were telling the truth, huh? But anyway, I want to say here is, for parents who are out there saying, this is desperate, what am I going to do? I mean, she's depressing me and all this and that. Look, there's only one thing to do for you parents with your wonderful children. To save them. You have to homeschool them. Now, after having said that, I want to remind you, do not accept any homeschool curriculum that is touted under the label of charter school or virtual academy, such as Bill Bennett, Secretary Bennett's virtual academy. He admitted to savvy homeschoolers about 7 years ago when they asked him, Secretary Bennett, what test will our children take on a computer? And he said, oh, you'll take the federal test, the national assessment, which is, by the way, 60% politically correct. So, if you get involved with a charter school, whether it's virtual academy as a homeschooler or in your community, no matter what, you will be required to take the federal test, which is the international test. Okay? So, you gotta remember this, and absolutely stay away from, homeschoolers, definitely all of you, stay away from charter schools. Any form of school choice at this point, except what I'm talking about right now, or a private school that doesn't take a penny from the federal, state, or local tax money. But, so the homeschoolers, be very careful, because what is waiting in the wings is for you to be taken over by your local school superintendent and the state-supported, federally-supported education system through technology. And I recall back in 1981, when I was in the Department of Ed, the head of the Office of Library and Learning Technology said to me, Charlotte, in the future, all education will take place in the home. Well, I was pretty shocked. I never forgot that. I really thought maybe I'd made it up myself, but it's true, because about 8 years ago, there was a pilot program funded by the New American School Development Corporation to do exactly that. And it was in the Center for New West Schools, and it was under the New American School Development Corporation. And homeschoolers were on the computer, and everything that their children were doing or thinking or what the family was doing or anything is connected with the superintendent's office. I'm telling you this to warn you. And homeschoolers, God bless all of you. You're doing absolutely the best thing anybody in the whole country is doing right now. You're protecting your children. And you have to, and there are many teachers out there, they know it too, and I'm not picking on the teachers at all on this, because they are being required as well to perform the way the international system wants them to, and that's why there's all this business about performance-based pay. Teachers better wake up. That's another thing I want to say. Wake up, teachers. Your job is being outsourced. You are not going to have a job. Why should they need you when they have a computer with all the software that I mentioned earlier? Dustin Houston said nobody can get between the child and the computer. Why do they need you, teacher? So I feel for the teachers. I feel for the parents. I feel for the students. I feel for our country, which depends on educated people, educated in the greatest document ever known to mankind. And I've looked around the world, and most foreigners will tell me that's how they feel about it, too. The Constitution of the United States of America, which is supported by only one candidate, Ron Paul.
It's a tragedy that our kids don't understand the Constitution. They're never told that the purpose of government is to limit the power of authority so men could be free, and that liberty and limited government are synonymous, and that tyranny and total government are synonymous, and the purpose of our Congress is to expand the power of government and to provide for and to regulate the people from the cradle to the grave. Our guest this morning, Charlotte Isabey, her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Charlotte, thank you for
Dr. Stan.
You and for being on the front lines of this battle to awaken the American people. God bless. Bye-bye.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, and our guest this morning, Charlotte Isabey's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, is now available. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. I just called Exchange to let them know what it would cost. We have a supply on hand. We think it's an important book. And then, of course, Charlotte talked about homeschooling. We do carry the Robinson homeschool curriculum, and it's inexpensive, it's excellent, and of course it will give your children the foundation in morality and understanding that will allow them to go on to excel in life. And basically, of course, you don't have to do much of anything. It's all laid out for you, and you just have the children follow along. They educate themselves. It provides the textbooks, provides everything, the Robinson homeschool curriculum. 1-800-544-8927. A call, get the information, and be glad to talk to you about this. And then, of course, to understand what we're really up against, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, my talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. We actually have the interview with Norman Dodd. Now, after 32 years, I finally got around to putting it onto a DVD, but my comments about the classic interview that I did with Norman Dodd, where he actually tells, and you'll hear him, watch him talking about how he went to the Ford Foundation on their invitation, where Rowan Gaither told him the purpose of government was to so alter the United States that one day we could be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union. It's been a long time since I've actually seen the actual footage. We got it out. We put it onto a DVD, and you can actually see it and hear my commentary. And then, of course, it's titled The Dangerous Deception. Now we have two of another DVD called Deadly Deception, but this is Dangerous Deception, and it is. The great tax-exempt foundations, Ford, Rockefeller, and Carnegie, have been used to bring dictatorship to America for the better part of a century. And, of course, why? Why? Because the Rockefeller family, Fords, Carnegie, were all deeply involved in the occult. Henry Ford actually helped the communists. He built the Gorky a truck plant in Russia that's still building trucks and automobiles for Russia. He built the of manufacturing plants in Germany to build the tanks and other items for Adolf Hitler. And, of course, here in America, he circulated the protocols of the learned elders of Zion so the people would think this was a Jewish conspiracy rather than a satanic conspiracy, because Henry Ford was involved with spiritualism and theosophy and this whole world occult movement. And that's why it was so prosperous and successful you're well rewarded, of course, if you join together with the dark occult forces, but there's a terrible price to pay in eternity. And until you understand this is a spiritual battle, and there are many people who've gone over to the dark side, and they have been well rewarded, understand, of course, that there is power in divination, and there is power in, certainly, in fortune telling, and you can tap into this power, but you want to avoid it at all costs. And if you read the Bible, they will tell you, God tells us to avoid astrology and avoid divination and avoid all of these occult practices. I number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our radio, go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. Listen 24 hours a day. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular